From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Putin and Crimea signed treaty. Search goes on for missing Malaysian airliner. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Crimea signed a treaty Tuesday to make the Black Sea Peninsula part of Russia, just 2 days after it voted to secede from Ukraine in a referendum the United States and the European Union declared illegal. The treaty was signed shortly after Mr. Putin told Russia's parliament in a televised address that Crimea has always been an inalienable part of Russia, and a day after he signed a decree recognizing the peninsula as a sovereign and independent country. Hours later, Russian and Ukrainian news media quoted a Ukrainian military spokesman as saying the Russian forces had attacked Ukrainian troops at a base in Crimea's main city, Simferopol, killing one serviceman. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told his American counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, that sanctions on Russia over the annexation of Crimea are unacceptable and will not remain without consequences. The two spoke by telephone Tuesday. Earlier in the day, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, in Poland as part of a swing through Eastern Europe, characterized the move as a land grab and said the world is rejecting what he called Russia's flawed logic behind the annexation. The search is now 11 days old, but military personnel from 26 countries appear no closer to finding that missing Malaysian passenger jet. Malaysian authorities say the search for the Boeing 777 airliner with 239 people aboard is expanded to cover more than 7 million square kilometers. It extends from Central Asia to the north to the vast waters of the Indian Ocean to the south. Thailand's military released new radar information Tuesday that could support earlier reports a Malaysia Airlines jet made a sharp turn to the west toward the Strait of Malacca after its last contact was recorded early March 8th north of Malaysia. The plane was on a scheduled flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Authorities believe the jet was deliberately diverted. At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan after a suicide bomber attacked a busy market in the country's north. The governor of Faryab province says the bomber struck during the Tuesday bazaar in the provincial capital, Maimana. The attack comes as Afghans prepare to elect a new president April 5th. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but it does follow a Taliban threat to wage a campaign of violence to disrupt the presidential vote. Russian and Western negotiators sat together Tuesday in Vienna for the next round of talks on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Alpesin reports.
The international negotiating team is made up of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, and is led by the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, who has issued strong condemnations of Russia's actions in Crimea. But her spokesman, Michael Mann, says the Crimea controversy is not affecting the Iran talks.
I haven't seen any negative effect at all. We will continue our good work in a unified fashion.
A senior U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity had a similar assessment, saying all six countries representing the United Nations remain completely united and are very cohesive on the Iran nuclear issue. Alpesin, VOA News, London.
U.S. officials have told the Syrian embassy in Washington to suspend operations. U.S. Special Envoy for Syria Daniel Rubenstein says the Syrian embassy had stopped providing consular services, and in light of what he said were the atrocities committed by the Assad regime against the Syrian people. The World Food Program says it will fall far short of its goal of feeding 4 million people in the Democratic Republic of Congo this year because of a severe funding shortage. Lisa Schlein has details.
WFP says it expects to run out of food next month in most of the country. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers tells VOA her agency will be forced to discontinue food aid except in the areas of greatest suffering.
We cannot buy the 3,000 tons of specialized nutritional product for babies. We need 15,000 metric tons of food in the next 6 months to provide assistance in form of our cash and voucher program. So we will have to scale down all those programs, long-term program, in-depth program, because of the lack of funding.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The agency says it urgently needs $48 million to carry through its operations until August. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the internet at voanews.com.